This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Do I want to send one of my sons or your son to fight to regain Mosul? Who should want to stop them more? Maybe the people who live there.
There are a lot of groups out there that probably have more advanced immediate plans directed against the United States.
Fighting for Idaho.
Pride is an important celebration for the LGBT community. It's important to be out and be proud of who you are and be safe in your community and show everyone that we're part of Boise.
Fighting for you.
Portugal scored a devastating goal to tie the game.
Team USA settling for a 2-2 draw.
For Team USA, we're going all the way.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The only person in America, in the world, to have enough guts to say, real sports don't end in ties. Real sports don't end in ties. You get a chance, check out the Kevin Miller Facebook page. We're going back and forth on this. Our friend Greg Pruitt, our friend, my brother Matt Miller and others, and Cyril and others, yapping about soccer. There's nothing to celebrate. You had the Portuguese beat, and you let them get back in the game. Oh, it's a tie. Whoa, how wonderful. You don't tie in politics. You don't tie in business. Getting close only works in what? Horseshoes and hand grenades, correct? Oh, man. I sit here and am I the only person in Idaho? Am I the only person in America that has exposed the World Cup for what it is, a fraud? More Americans, 190,000, bought tickets to this jabroni event. We are funding this thing, and yet we're talking, oh, it's the world. I do like Klinsmann as the coach, though. He's a no-nonsense guy. But come on, everybody. Could you see where the Eagles taking on Seattle? And oh, they ended in a tie. Hey, the Super Bowl ended in a tie, everybody. I digress. Back to more serious topics. Dave Pezzo joins us here at 580KIDO. So are you on my side along with Senator Risch and Senator Crapo? Or are you drinking the propaganda Kool-Aid from the World Cup lovers?
I think a tie at this level, or the stage, I'm sorry, the stage of the tournament is fine. I think when you get into the finals, then no, that's no...
You can't...
And you can't in the finals. They don't tie in the finals. They have kickoffs and all that.
Why reward people for being losers? Let's have a shootout. I mean, really, and the idea...
Because you don't have to at this point.
You don't have to.
No. I mean, in the round robin, you know, it's a matter of gathering points.
Hey, did you
points.
Get the notes? You're supposed to agree with me in this segment.
Actually, generally, I do. I generally, on this particular one, I agree. But I think I generally agree that games should not end in a tie. But when you're talking about a round robin situation, they're just trying to get into the finals, this is okay.
So they don't earn it. They sneak in.
A tie would be earning it, too.
Isn't that like socialism where everybody wins? I mean, soccer really could be socialism. Everybody gets a shot at kicking
most,
the ball.
Most countries are socialist, aren't they?
Right, but as opposed to football or basketball, I guess basketball.
You may be onto something there, Kevin. You know, I think the best playing ones are socialist countries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's always Germany. So, Dave Pezzo, is there such thing as a safe investment? You know, we're hearing all these commercials. Buy money here, spend money here. I love the commercials on TV where the kid and the guy, and they just leave their financial advisor, and the kid goes, hey, what does he do? I don't know what he does. Hey, what do you think? Well, if we lose our money, do we get it back? No. Why not? That's just how it works. So we're always wondering about money. You know about it. Is there such thing as a foolproof safe investment?
No. No, there's risk in everything we do. People, it's probably the message I've tried to deliver for the last 25 years is that people have to understand there is no, there's two sides that we fall off on, Kevin, and that is that people think, well, if I want to take no risk, then I'll put my money in a CD or I'll put my money in a cash, you know, leave it in the bank. And the answer is then you're going to lose to inflation every year. You will lose money slowly over time. That's not safe. That's frankly dumb. But people do it in the name of fear. The other side that they fall off on is in that they fall for all kinds of different products that proclaim things that really aren't true, that you can get stock market returns with no risk. Well, the no risk part, the guarantee part's true, but you don't get the stock market returns. And, you know, these things have to be put in balance. So What I try to say over and over and over again is we have to make our choices. You can't. There's no such thing as a perfect investment, and you have to make your choices as you're, if you will, pouring out that pitcher of orange juice into all these different glasses. If you can kind of picture that, you've got a pitcher with, say, 16 ounces of orange juice in it, and you've got all these glasses. Well, you can't have a full glass, 8 ounces of guarantee and 8 ounces of return and have anything left over for liquidity or taxes. So you have to find the right balance for what you're looking for. And for me, it's been simple, easy. All of history says that the best way to grow wealth over time is to buy stocks.
Yeah, but not everybody's a swashbuckler like you. So people that are more tepid, people that are more, for lack of a better term, conservative, where are the places you could go where you have perhaps not the biggest gains, but the least probability of consequences?
Okay. You can hold cash and you can lose a little bit of money every year. You can do that. If you actually want to have returns, you could buy bonds. Bonds have historically returned a little bit more than inflation, tiny bit. At this time, I don't believe that to be true because interest rates are so low. They are, in fact, you would have to have inflation historically go down for a 10-year treasury to actually have a positive return. So the answer again, Kevin, is I think you should be looking at the great corporations of the world that raise dividends every year and have historically raised dividends every year, but have tremendous cash flows and giant moats around their businesses. Yes, the prices fluctuate, but the values don't. The values have continued to go up. And what I mean by value are the dividends, the income that the corporations pay back to people. And what people can do more safely is they can focus more on income types of investments. Only buy those companies, those great corporations that do pay dividends, that pay high dividends. Things like utilities are one choice. Now, I don't think they're a particularly good value right now, but my point is that there are ways to be safer within the
market.
I did
buy some stock in Solyndra, but that really didn't work out for me.
Darn it. You should actually follow the president around. That's really good.
Timing's everything on those.
It is.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580KIDO. So the front page of the paper today, more people are buying. See, I scooped you. Usually you bring in the paper here.
Yes.
Here's the headline. More homes sell for cash. Such deals are reaching record levels around the country as the baby boomers retire. Apparently, some people have some money. It's these retiring baby boomers. What does that mean for our markets? And then we'll talk about the rest of the nation.
Okay. I think it means a couple of things. When we talk about the debt of the households in our country, how quickly that debt has resolved itself from a massive problem that we would never dig out, and now we're seeing people with families with very low, zero debt, and we're seeing as a nation that families are doing very well. The problem with debt in this country is at the government level. The government can't stop spending. But families did, and they did fast, and within years of, remember, people would borrow money out of their houses all the time. Now they're just wanting to pay cash for their houses. It's also a symptom of fear, by the way. People not wanting to carry debt is a symptom of what am I going to do with my money, Kevin, to your first question, right? Where do I invest my money? I might as well put it all down on the house and not have a house payment. And I'm not going to say that that's the world's worst thing, but it's definitely a symptom of fear where they don't want to be investing the money out there in the marketplace, if you will.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580KIDO. Well, let's continue on with this, though. When you take a look at, when the markets were crashing, hard to believe that was only a few years ago as
yes.
we hear your glowing reports all the time.
Oh, you mean about the all-time highs?
Yes, about
okay.
The all-time highs.
That made-up report I did.
I didn't say it was made up. I said they were glowing.
Well.
They happen to be accurate. Yeah. However, people were shifting their money to real estate as opposed to stocks. How do you see that comparison? People say, well, I have something. I have a rental property that I can have forever. I don't have to worry about somebody absconding with money.
Yep.
I don't have to worry about corporate boards.
Exactly. And again, that's a lack of understanding of a diversified portfolio. And yes, sometimes there are bad people out there. There really are. There are also bad renters that destroy things and then walk out. So, you have these issues within every investment we try to make. But the thing that I understand about real estate, and I'm not talking it down, is that if people can understand it. It's bricks and mortar. It's sticks and bricks. You understand it. You can see it. You can drive by it. And people understand it. That doesn't make it a good investment. It makes it an understandable and comfortable investment for a lot of people. So that's, you know, I understand that, and it's certainly better than having your money sit in cash earning real negative returns.
Well, then we hear about gold as well.
We do hear about gold, particularly
your favorite.
Yeah, particularly advertised on, on right wing, if you will, right wing radio.
Well, we prefer to call it conservative.
Conservative radio, right? So
Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, I think Sean Hannity.
Yep.
I don't think Dave Ramsey allows it, but
good for him. Good for him. It's because it's a fear trade. It's the same thing. I guess when I listen to it, and the thing that I always have a problem with, Kevin, is that my beliefs are conservative as well. I mean, it's just I'm very conservative. But does that mean that the conservatives are fearful? I guess so, because they don't run these kind of ads other places.
Well, the reason why they're fearful, though, they have a problem with the Fed. They see that we're printing money. They fear an economic collapse. They believe that we should go back to the gold standard. They are buying food, they are buying guns, they are buying ammunition for the coming fall.
They are. Why? Why aren't we all out creating jobs? Why aren't we out rocking the world like we always do? That's what conservatives do. They create things. They create businesses. They're optimists. They're the great optimists in the world.
Well, I think it's a challenge when you have the IRS commissioner saying that he's not going to apologize for what he did. This is something we talked a little bit about earlier today. At 580KIDO. I mean, what's your biggest impediment? It's government. Look, you've created something. You've created a company. You have your own building, the Petso Center.
Yep.
By the way, nice outside signage.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm sitting there taking a look at this, and what do you have to deal with? You have to deal with government regulations. You have to deal with the government de-incentivizing you to create jobs.
Yep.
And so you think to yourself, gosh, the IRS has done this to these people. They destroy the evidence. And then the bureaucrat at the IRS doesn't have enough guts to apologize because he believes he did nothing wrong.
Right.
So if you're a conservative, sometimes you got to think, gosh, what can I do?
I understand. And I totally look on a political side, on the press side, I am furious. My tax bracket is now over 50%. Now, I'm not exaggerating that, Kevin. I pay more than 50%.
Can I get that 50%? Can you will it to me?
I would rather give it to you.
Well, that's insane.
Then Barack. Now, and you talk about disincentives, so the answer is yes. And now where's healthcare going to go? Here's what I know about healthcare. My healthcare is going to keep going up by leaps and bounds because it's the way they can tax me, because other people supposedly can't afford the supposed free insurance that we have to deliver to them. So it's going to get worse, Kevin. I'm going to pay more and more. The regulations are absurd. I pay incredible amounts of payroll taxes on the employees, which I love to have, and we always have to say, no, pay you $15 or $20 an hour, we pay you an additional 30% on top of that. So it's a very difficult environment. Believe me, I have been radical in my opposition to all of these things, including my table and chair tax, which I, railed about
for
years.
You got rid of it.
No, I didn't get rid of it. The governor made a nice decision.
You made him do it. Let's go to Steve for Dave Petso with Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Mr. Petso, I'm kind of curious how you feel about, you've spoken a little bit about it, but I'm curious how you feel about a possible global financial collapse. I think that's what really concerns me the most, and I've moved myself into a position where I have very little in the stock market. I figure they call them brokers for a reason because they take my money and make me broke generally. And I've lost a lot of money in the stock market, even in mutual funds. My Fidelity account is ridiculous compared to what it used to be years ago. I can't imagine that in 20 or 30 years it could ever recover from what it was. I believe in cash and gold and silver, and thank goodness Kevin has the stones to mention guns and ammo. But where else can I put some money nowadays? No, what do you think?
You hit right on it. That's been the issue for a lot of people, that they don't want to put in the market. And I'm not sure why, because all of history has been very productive. Steve, the only way you could have lost money, and I know this is going to sound like I'm picking on you, and I'm not. I'm saying we have to recognize that the market is at all-time highs. It is at all-time highs. It was at all-time highs 10 years ago. It was at all-time highs 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and so on. It always moves to all-time highs, and those investments, if you're losing money in, then you're buying and selling at exactly the wrong time. That's the only possible way that you could not make money, gobs of money, more than anything else on the planet. The stock market in the United States, and if you will, even the global indices, are at all-time highs, and they keep moving to all-time highs. We as investors don't behave well. We buy and sell what we like or what we hate at the time, and that always means prices are low when we hate it and they're high when we love it. And we don't buy and sell at the right time. That's the problem. The behavior is so bad in different investments. We do that in real estate too. Look what we did in the mid-2000s, right? Everybody's
well, the shadow inventory is the issue there, and that there's going to be another huge bubble burst in real estate here. It just hasn't happened yet because the banks haven't been forced to put all that shadow inventory back on the market. But I don't feel like you're picking on me at all. I parked some money in mutual funds with Fidelity back in the 90s, and I watched it go from, I basically lost almost 80% of the money. It just kept going down and down and down, to the point where they actually contacted me and said, you're going to have to pay a monthly fee to keep this account. And I called them up and said, hey, you're crazy. You're the ones who lost my money. So, I'm not a day trader. I'm not interested. I'm not in looking for the fast buck. But, as it stands now, I don't see any other place with the way the world's going than to have cash, gold, silver. Where else are you going to put it?
That's a good point, Steve, and we'll have Dave Petzo respond to that next. Traffic at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work, Steve.
Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Quickly back to Dave Petzo. Yeah. Safe investments. You heard what Steve had to say.
No, you can't. You can't slowly lose money to inflation. You cannot do that. The history of the markets has been that it rewards you if you behave well. I understand what he's saying. In the 1990s, internet stocks got red hot, and so everybody was buying internet stocks. It's not a mutual fund. It's a diversified portfolio that buys different things, and you would not have lost everything or come close to losing everything. So, yes, markets are at all-time highs. That's the way to go, and I know we're kind of short on time, Kevin, so I'll leave it at that. We'll be happy to talk more about it next week.
All right, on Money Matters, quickly to Jim in Middleton. Jim, we're up against the clock, but we wanted to get you in here at 580 KIDO.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Very quickly, a question for Dave.
Yes.
He continues to talk about record profits, record highs, and cash. My question is why is the Fed continuing to put money in this system with all these record profits?
Right. Well,
I still don't understand.
Well, they're trying to keep interest rates low, and I think in part that's a political statement, frankly, because if interest rates were even normal, imagine how big the budget deficit would be with interest rates. But that's not just corporations. And, of course, that helps because corporations can borrow money, buy back stock, raise dividends with that borrowed money at very, very low rates. But let's face it, when you're looking at it and thinking about it, the Fed is tapering, meaning they announced last week that they're going to take $10 billion less and buy bonds. They're doing half of what they were going to do. And a year ago, all of the folks out there were telling all of us that as soon as the Fed starts to taper, that the market was going to fall apart. And it certainly hasn't, as it has gone up another 40% since tapering started. So that's how much, if you will, animal spirits and there is in the market. But when we look at it, you have to just simply say, why is the market at all-time highs? Well, with corporate profits at all-time highs, that's one good reason. How about the fact that dividends are at all-time highs? That's another good reason. These corporate balance sheets are the safest they've ever been. That's another reason. But we always doubt why the market is at all-time highs. Just look at corporate profits. They're at all-time highs. That will tell you where the market should be.
Dave, I will believe everything you say when all the money stops going in and it's, it continues to rise. Then you'll make a believer out of me. And again, as you know, Dave, I am invested in the stock market.
And you call his show quite a bit too, Jim.
You know, I'm still uneasy about it.
Right.
And that's my question. And when the money stops flowing to keep the interest rates artificially low, and you mentioned that, artificially low,
right,
and these corporations are borrowing cheap money, you give me $65 billion a month, and you want to see what kind of record highs I'm going to have?
Well, we're down to 35, so they're making headway. It's a little bit less. It's a little less.
Well, anyway, Dave, thank you for taking the time, and thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for the call.
All right, our great friend Jim in Middleton, you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, this is fun.
You've said
I've said enough. You've and I'll say more already. On Saturday. That's what I'll do.
Saturday, 8 to 10, Dave Petz. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
News. In order to Iraq in warplanes.
The alliance gives Poland a false sense of security, calling lawmakers suckers for going along with the alliance.
I had the taste of blood in my mouth. My leg hairs had been singed.
Conleth Golub, you just won the St. Jude Dream Home. How about it?
Just another manic Monday.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to Chris Troupas, attorney, former candidate for attorney general, man of the world. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you. So, wondering what's going on with the state Republican Party. You've got the inside skinny. Yeah, you've got the inside skinny. What's happening?
Well, you know, both sides have kind of had committees consider and rule on what the status of the party leadership is. The Rules Committee met last Thursday, and the Rules Committee is the official standing body that is appointed to determine and interpret and apply the rules of the party, which include the rules of the convention. And all 17 members of the Rules Committee met, and that's from the entire state, all 7 regions in the state, and they decided that, in fact, there was an election held at the convention, and the 527 delegates did elect, they extended the terms of the chairman and the other officers. So the Rules Committee decided that, but before that, a group of members of the Executive Committee, mostly the establishment people, on a less than a day's notice called a meeting of the Executive Committee, even though the rules require 10 days notice, and require the meeting to be called by the chairman, and they declared that there was a vacancy in those offices, and they elected their own slate. Right now, we've got this uncertainty and everybody kind of name-calling, which isn't really healthy. And we have an upcoming meeting of the Central Committee in August. The members of the Central Committee asked for a meeting to be held August 2nd. The chairman is going to issue a press release today calling for a meeting to be held on August 9.
What do you say, though, Chris Troupas, to folks, whether it's at 580KIDO or through the mainstream media, that say that there is no chairman, the RNC has ruled on this, and there might be some ramifications with the National Party?
Well, you know, the RNC really hasn't ruled on anything. What the RNC did, if you read it very carefully, and if you get a little bit of the background, what the RNC did was they received a letter from Jason Risch declaring that there was a vacancy because no election had been held. Now, they didn't hear from anybody else, except they did get 2 phone calls. They got a phone call from Senator Risch and a phone call from Senator Crapo, you know, which basically saying, you know, we'd like you to support our governor and the establishment and just take, Senator Risch's son's letter, to be the facts. And basically what the RNC did was they wrote a letter saying, well, here's what we've heard from the state party, and if this is the case, there's no chairman. But that was before they ever saw my legal memorandum and before the Rules Committee met and determined that, in fact, there was an election. And, you know, the RNC rules make no provision for appointing or electing state offices. They're purely national. So the RNC could certainly take a position on this, But I think that now that they've seen that the Rules Committee has decided, the Central Committee is going to meet, what I would hope is the RNC is going to stand back and say, let's let the state of Idaho Republican Party, their members, decide their own future.
Chris Troup is with us here at 580 KIDO, and then you still have other people through, whether it's stories from Channel 7 or Idaho Reports, say that the party's been hijacked by the conservatives.
And, you know, that's our wonderful liberal media, and they're gonna paint the picture that they want. I mean, for instance, at the Rules Committee, we had 17 members, all 17 there. They ruled decisively that an election had been made. And you know what? None of the press talked to anybody who had decided anything or decided those issues. Instead, they went right to Grant Loebs, Trent Clark, and John Hatch, who isn't even a member of the committee, two establishment members of the committee who dissented, and John Hatch, whose wife Dawn Hatch is the one who put together that wonderful 102 hand-picked slate of establishment members for the Ada County delegation. So, you know, we're never going to hear the truth from the media. They're simply going to spin the story the way that they want. How exactly does the current chairman, who the delegates say remains as chairman, hijack the party? I think it's the other way around. The establishment tried, when Ada County tried to send a hand-picked slate of delegates to pack the convention, and the Credentials Committee called their bluff and basically said, you know what, you cannot play party politics with the rules. We're going to enforce the rules exactly the way they were meant to be enforced. They didn't like it, and that's why they tried to hijack the convention, and it failed.
How do you fight the perception of that, though, Chris Troupas? Because as Chairman Peterson said on the other day on this program, you know, he's not talking to the media. He's not a media figure. But you have the perception permeated by the establishment that the committee, the Credential Committee, hijacked the convention, that people weren't allowed to speak. I saw the clips on Idaho Reports where Congressman Labrador really couldn't maintain control of the convention, and, you know, everybody punted.
Yeah, and he couldn't maintain control because of the Ada County delegation was trying to prevent a hearing before the full delegates that would have exposed the calumny and hypocrisy of the establishment slate of candidates. But, you've gotten to the bottom line, which is how, you know, what do we do about public perception? And I think the answer is this. The conservative wing of this party is going to have to take the high road. You know, I have reviewed this, and there are tremendously defensible bases for legal challenges and take it to court and go all the way. You know, that's not going to solve anything. We as conservatives are going to have to take the high road. We were never in this for power or control of the party. We're in it because of the integrity of the principles on which the party stands. And if that means that we have to say, you know what, do what you're going to do, and we'll wait and see. If you want to take over the party and you want to run it the way that you want to run it, fine. But you're going to have to respond to the people if you expect to get elected in the fall, and if you expect the party to mean that it is the party of the people again. So we may have to take the high road and say, you know what, we will leave the field if this is all just about scrabbling over who's going to be the chairman or who's going to be in control of this party. And I think Barry Peterson is the kind of man with the kind of integrity to take the high road.
I feel sorry for the attacks that they've had on Barry.
I'm sorry.
I feel sorry for Barry because of the attacks that.
Well, I do too. You know, this is an unpaid position. Barry is a wonderful man. It's an unpaid position. And you know, I talked to him at length last night. I talked to him Saturday, and we've been trying to work out, and he's going to issue a press release later today. But I think that the bottom line is, I think we're all on the same page. We want to take the high road. We want to say, you know what, okay, you want to have a central committee meeting, decide whether to accept the rules committee's decision or to reject it. Decide whether or not we have a chairman or elect a new chairman. You do what you want to do, and we're not going to go to court and fight over this, you know, but you're going to need to actually take cognizance of the fact that 45% of this party disagrees with the establishment and would like to see the principles of the party upheld. And okay, so we'll just wait and see, and you know, at what you do. And but you cannot sue people or threaten people to make them loyal to the party or come to your side.
Well, that's the issue. So you don't believe that this will go to court?
Well, here's the deal. I've reviewed it and talked to people who are interested in the conservative wing filing suit, and I have said that just is a bad idea. It would destroy the party. And then the question is, what if the other side sues to enforce their bogus executive committee decision? And my response is, we have to think long and hard of even defending such a suit, because, again, any time that you go to court to decide something, well, it's like in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 where it says, if you've gone to court, you've already been defeated. And unfortunately, with a party, you cannot win your hearts and minds by beating you over the head. You know, I've never seen a divorce case that's resulted in the parties liking each other better after they go to court and fight over everything.
Chris Troupas with us here, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. So is it really a question, in your opinion, that the conservatives are right, but being right might not be enough in this case?
I think that's exactly right, Kevin. And I think at this point, you know, we've got to say none of us controls the fate of the party or the future of Idaho. All that we can do is stand for what we believe in. We have tried to uphold the integrity of the process and honor and respect the delegates' decisions by having the Rules Committee look at this, look at the facts, and Jason Risch was invited there to present his side, and he refused. But now that that's been done and those facts are out, I think we can say, you know, that's enough. And if they want to ignore the facts and if they want to do what they want, then fine. We have at least respected the conservatives and all the delegates, the 527 who went to the convention and voted. And I can live with that, and I think Barry can live with that as well. He has served and done what he can for the right reasons.
What's the overall impact going into the general election on this, you think?
Oh, man. You know, the public, well, you've seen what – I mean, the reason that the press is doing what they're doing is because it's trashing the Republican Party. And people, I'm sure, that people who are on the sidelines are saying, my gosh, you know, why should we vote for Republicans if they can't even stand together and if they don't stand for the same things and if they call each other terrible names? Why should we? And so I'm afraid that in the fall, we're going to have a tough time. And that's why I think the best thing that the conservatives can do is say, you know what? We believe in this party, and we believe in the principles, so we're going to stand down. And if you want to take control, you know what? It's a trusteeship. You better be good trustees, and that means you better look out for our interests as a, quote, minority, even if we represent only 45% of the people. But you have to look out for the minority, too, and maybe telling them, you know, that's what it's going to take if you want us to support you in the fall is what we need to rebuild this party.
Chris Troupas, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Take care. It's our friend Chris Troupas with us for the latest. So you'll see a press release coming up later on in the day, and you heard it here first at 580KIDO. When you read about it, it's history. When you hear it, it's now. Kevin Miller, every morning, 580KIDO. Time for traffic.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up next, we will go to Wetumpka, Alabama, to find out about the IRS and how they treat folks. The IRS commissioner, by the way, saying that he doesn't owe anyone an apology. You'll hear his comments as well. And it really comes down to a point of what type of country do we live in where the IRS can ruin your life, but they can't be held accountable for breaking the law. Details, opinions, and your views coming up next. First, traffic at 580-59. Coming up, the latest from Iraq, from Fox News, and the idea that the IRS can do whatever they want to you. Whatever happened to America? And you're saying, Kevin, you're such a downer. Let's talk about people buying homes for cash. That's a good story. Yeah, if you have the cash to do it. But if you're worried about your kids, your grandkids, you cannot afford not to listen to the next hour of the program. Because you're only going to hear this here. probably nowhere else in the country because, again, hasn't our great forum come neutered? We'll discuss next. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Serving Marine.